This week, Cuba reopened its embassy in Washington for the first time in more than 50 years. The U.S. will soon do the same in Havana. They're important symbolic steps in the slow thawing of relations between the two countries. But what do these new developments mean for the average Cuban? Well, Henry Louis Taylor Jr. is the director of the Center for Urban Studies at SUNY Buffalo. He has traveled to Cuba every year for the past 15 years to meet with Cuban citizens and talk with them about their lives. He's also author of the book Inside El Barrio, a bottom-up view of neighborhood life in Castro's Cuba, and he joins us from Buffalo. Professor Taylor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what do you think the view is from the barrio about the warming of relations between the U.S. and Cuba?
I think people are very excited about it, and they hope that it will be an opportunity that will make their lives a lot better. Life down on the ground in Cuba has been very difficult. Cuba's a very poor country with limited resources. So they see the warming of relationships as an opportunity that will help them, both in terms of the increased number of tourists coming into the country, which gives them an opportunity to engage in certain economic activities. Secondly, in terms of the increased amounts of remittances that are able to come into the country from abroad.
So clearly, the potential for an economic boon to the people of Cuba is there, with these sort of more open doors between the two countries. But doesn't it seem as if that boon sort of disproportionately goes to certain Cubans over others? I mean, I'm seeing that remittances from the United States, most of that goes to white Cubans.
It's a situation where the racism that we find inside of the United States spawns inequalities 90 miles away in Cuba. Also, in Cuba, self-employment has become increasingly important in that society. The country simply does not have the resources to absorb large sections of the population within its public sector. Mm-hmm. And so only those folks that have sources of revenue that can help carry them during difficult times make it. So in its own way, the remittances, while it brings much-needed dollars and resources into the society, begins to create cleavages between the races by making it possible for one group of whites who get those remittances to have a higher standard of living than others.
Right. So I have to say, it's very interesting to hear you say that, though this isn't guaranteed, there's the possibility that one impact of warming diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Cuba is that the inequities that we see in this country could be exported, perhaps, to Cuba. So what could the United States do to make sure that doesn't happen, that the Cuban people, again, in the barrio, you know, as referenced in the title of your book, are actually helped by this deal?
I think the single most important thing is to really promote authentic education and cultural exchanges. Here in Buffalo, I'm working with a team of ministers and physicians around the decentralization of healthcare services. We believe that we can learn a great deal from the Cubans about their neighborhood-level health systems that has built a strong, decentralized distribution of healthcare services. As people interact with Cuba, as they become to appreciate many of the significant and important types of things that they've done on the social front, when we come back, we can advocate for the perseverance of those policies inside of the United States. So I think building these relationships across boundaries, creating opportunities for us to engage in joint ventures so that people to people, we get to know, appreciate each other. I think that's the best way that we can help the Cubans preserve those things that are important, and the best way that we can support the battle against policies that will be destabilizing and harmful to the country.
Well, Henry Louis Taylor Jr. is the director of the Center for Urban Studies at SUNY Buffalo in New York and author of Inside El Barrio, a bottom-up view of neighborhood life in Castro's Cuba. Professor Taylor, true pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.